Hi folks, my name is Matt, and for those of you who don't know anything about me, I'm 38 years old, I'm totally blind, and I run a not-for-profit organisation that produces audiobooks to benefit blind and print disabled people. I am a university graduate, and I went to university in 1997, so I was in the very last year to benefit from completely free university tuition, and it's that I'm putting this message out there about today. Just so that you're aware of my position, I voted for Labour at this election. I came to really admire Jeremy Corbyn over the last couple of months in particular. And I've always been sort of slightly left of centre. But when Jeremy Corbyn came along a while back, I thought he was a joke. I couldn't take him seriously at all. But he's seriously grown on me a great deal, and I'm somewhat of a convert, although I don't agree with everything he says. But I am persuaded that he's a very genuine person, and I think that's what we do need in politics desperately. So the thing I wanted to talk about today, and I'm going to try and keep it as brief as possible, is the issue of tuition. Now, in the manifesto, Labour promised no more tuition fees. Now, also, however, it has been verified that the figures in the Labour manifesto don't quite add up. There is a big hole in the numbers, and I'm appealing, I think, to students because I'm somebody who wants to see a Labour government in this country again. But I think students can actually help that happen and help the numbers add up by reaching out their hand to meet Labour on this issue of tuition fees. Labour are saying free tuition for all. What I'm saying is, I think that is actually a bit unrealistic. And so my proposal is as follows. The fees, I believe it was right to have tuition fees covered by student loans that are paid back over a period of years based on income. I do think that's right. However, what I don't agree with is them being put up to £9,000 a year, saddling students with at minimum £27,000 worth of debt. That is absolutely outrageous and unforgivable. Do I blame Nick Clegg for that? No, I don't, actually. I think that Clegg was put in a very difficult position in the coalition. I think probably the Tories said to him, you want to get your school lunches policy through, you back us on the student increase, on the student tuition increase. And I think that when you think that there are many, many very, very poor primary school aged children not eating properly, I think that was kind of where what he had to do in the end. That's my belief anyway. So I don't really blame him. It was disappointing and you know, and all the rest of it, but I don't blame him for it. So I agree that there should be some sort of fees, but not £9,000 a year. I think that £3,000 to £4,000 a year is probably fair. And I would take that a little bit further and say that for those students who go into what I would call the core professions, the professions that this country cannot survive without, things like medicine, nursing, teaching, sciences, those sorts of things, if you graduate and then get a job in that field and remain, or you work for at least 10 years in that field in this country, you have whatever's left of your loan written off. If you do something like performing arts, which is what I did, and I regret it now, you don't get that written off, but you still pay the £3,000 to £4,000 a year. So, what I'm advocating is a government-subsidised higher education system that recognises the contribution that the students make to society and to our economy. It recognises, though, that there are certain professions for which the training is necessary and very arduous that are more vital for the success of the country. Excuse me, by writing those debts off after 10 years of service in that profession. But it also says, you know, everybody pays the same, but if you do want to go and do performing arts or art history, which I'm not saying they're not important, but they they're not vital to the success of the country. You know, those people still pay the £3,000 to £4,000 a year, but they don't get the write-off after 10 years. Now, there is precedent for this, because if you're a teacher some years back and you did, I think it was just 2 years in the profession or something, and it was a core subject like maths or something, you actually got like a £10,000 golden handshake, tax-free £10,000. Now, I don't think that was a long enough period to justify that. I think 10 years is more realistic, possibly six, but 10 years is good, and it would need to be in this country as well. No, none of this doctors training in this country and then running off to Australia. If you train as a doctor in this country, you go into the NHS, you must work in the NHS as a doctor for at least 10 years, but then you get whatever's left of your loan written off completely. And that is then a pact between students and government to acknowledge the contribution that students make, and the students acknowledging the contribution that government has made by funding or partially funding your place at university. I think that's a lot more stomachable than the current system, and fairer than everybody gets a free place, in a sense, because there, you know, all those free places are funded by taxpayers who will never have as much as you do with your university education and the kind of job that you end up getting. And it also has to be acknowledged that we live in a different world to 1997 when I went to university. We now have many, many older people, a lot more strain on public services like the NHS. And I think, yes, we do all need to do our bit to contribute a bit more. And I think students shouldn't get a completely free education, just in the same way that I think there should be some slightly tighter rules for pensioners. We all need to contribute and work together. So I acknowledge that some students are going to have to pay something. But I do think that it should be subsidised. And whatever's left over at the end of your 10 years of service in the profession you've chosen, as long as it's one of the core professions, you do get the remainder of your loan written off. Now, these numbers are all up for discussion. It could be a £6,000 a year or whatever. But the point is that the loan is written off after 10 years if you do one of the certain professions that are absolutely vital for the running of this country. And I'm just putting this out there as an idea. I just want discussion. I'd love it if students could actually say, look, Labour, to help you get your manifesto numbers to add up properly, we will actually give a little bit on this tuition issue. We'll accept that we do benefit from it disproportionately. So we will contribute by paying some of our fees, not completely free education. But we do expect you to subsidise it and write off the debts for those people who stay in jobs for 10 years that benefit the core of society, teaching, medicine and so on. I'd love some discussion on this. I'm not against students. I believe that students should not have to pay £9,000 a year, but I don't think students should pay nothing. So let me know what you think, basically.